Yidden was us, not Mashiach.
Yidden, nobody even knows why it's us. And Mashiach also, no one knows why it's us.
Mashiach wasn't us.
Mashiach wasn't us. Mashiach was the best, one of the best songs that ever came out. Mashiach was one of the best songs that ever came out. When Mashiach came out, the place was wild. Mashiach, Mashiach,
Mashiach.
By the way, Yidden is still not sung.
Yidden, sure it is.
You don't. People don't sing about chazals.
Yidden?
Very rarely.
Not anymore.
Even in my days, we didn't sing about a chazal.
Sure they did.
My chazal didn't sing it.
I remember
the yeshivisha guys.
Yeah.
The yeshivisha guys didn't
only
sing it.
You're nervous if Ramsha is going to go and pull the plug on you. Because he used to go ahead and pull the
who?
Plug on you.
Who?
Ramsha.
Oh, he wasn't one of
them. Ramsha used to pull the plug. Anytime he had heard that song, he used to go, literally, he used to pull the plug.
Pull the plug.
Seriously?
Yeah.
He was like,
that's not the problem. You know? Yeah.
That's
anyway.
No, it's taken. It's a Eurovision song. You have to see the original. It's hilarious.
I mean, it's probably a clean song.
No, it is. But first of all, it's not even English words.
Oh, it's German?
Okay. Yeah. No, Genghis Khan.
What?
Genghis Khan, that song.
Yeah. It's a good song. It's a good song. It's a good song.
Yeah, I love that guy. He's the best.
It's a great song. It's a great song. I mean, tell me in the last 15 years a good song that came out.
There's been a few.
Maybe.
A handful.
Not like it used to be. MBD used to put out a CD and every song was a hit.
Yeah, you should talk to
MBD, every song was a hit. Which song was not a hit from MBD?
Talk to Aaron Lane.
Yeah, we went through this already. we've been down that road. Okay, let's go. Berger's in, he's got to go swimming tonight. You think it's going to snow? What's the bets? How do you know it's going to be?
It's going to be a heavy snow.
You just go slowly. Okay. It's worse than the clouds.
I'm going to open it.
No, seriously.
Last time it almost
broke. What happened last time?
It stayed, but it was like sagging. I had my guys.
Because of the ice, probably.
Yeah.
Not because of the snow.
That's not worth it. I'll close it, and then I'll open it, and then as soon as it stops, you close it, and you just sweep off. You have the whole place. I'm going to put the cushions in the shirt. Wheels on the bus.
I'm not sure how that went, but you okay?
Okay, let's go. We have to start because we got to finish.
No.
Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Matona. Amar Shmuel. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Matona. Mem on the base.
Mem on the base at the bottom. Okay.
It's a phenomenal daf today. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Matona. Huh?
You don't
have that guy yet. No, we got two more days. Maybe tomorrow. No, tomorrow's not a guy yet. Two more days. Later on. Okay, Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Matana. Amar Shmuel, Tcheles, Ein Bo Mishum Klayim. Tcheles, there's no Issa Klayim by Tzitzis, which means regarding, you have a beggar of linen, you could put Tcheles on it. You could put Tzitzis. You could put Tzitzis on it. And obviously, Tcheles is wool, so that's a Klayim. That's not a problem, because we pass like Basil. I feel Batalas, Petura. What does that mean? My talis patura. Ilem the less bashira. There's no sheer talis. What tiny talis? Shakotam skasaboy roish shivruboy vagodol yoytzibot derech arai chayev es betzitzis. Ain't akotam skasaboy roish shivruboy. Alba shagodol yoytzibot arai patura. V'chenin in klayim.
So if you put it on the tigabi, it's chayim
bichayim. We're saying not.
No.
No. Right. You would be chayim. Right. You would be chayim. Right. V'chenin klayim. V'avinim ba my v'chenin klayim. Ilem v'chenin isur the klayim. V'anantan ain't arab klayim. So there's no such thing as Arab climb. That's what it means. Linian sadim betzitzis. So you see that tzitzis betals that does not have a shear. There is a problem climb. So what are you talking about? Elamai peturis. What does peturah mean? Hitl mutalos. Basically, you have a beggar, and you have four tzitzis already. We had this yesterday, and you add another four strands, not the strings, to the existing what's gvil? What do you call the with the rounds around? They call it gvilim? No. There's the strings, and then there's the gvilim. How do you call it? The gvil?
The knaf. What do you mean?
No, knaf is the corner. What's the thing that you twist around? Come on, man. Chulya. You add chulyas. You add four chulyas, one in each corner. Right. Those are the knots. So you add that. That's over there. You would think that maybe that's a problem. So Mele is saying, no, Reb Zeir already said this yesterday. Reb Zeir did not say it for this din, he said it for another din. Once he said that din, you know this din also. Tarabonim. Talos Kefula. What does he want? Morty, can you answer? Just write that we're middle of on the Chabur chat. We're middle of Memalef and we're stuck. Today's Mem Aleph, we're in the middle of that, and we're going to be finished in about 25 minutes. And then we'll start the next one. No, whatever. Talos Kefula. So Talos Kefula means like this. You have a long beged, regular pair of tzitzis, picture a regular pair of tzitzis. It's folded over, it's very long, it's as big as this table, you can't wear it. So you do is you fold it over. The Kalan Arim Talos, you fold it over. And then you fold it over and you put tzitzis on the four ends. Chani, in my office on the table where I learn, there's a sefer, a brown sefer. It's called brown. It's like a brown sefer. It says Menachos on it. It's there. Can you bring it here?
Encyclopedia of Modern Guinness Book of World Records.
Talos Kefula. Chayev b'sitzis, Reb Shimon Poiter, because it's kvulo, so it's really it's the wrong. You have your tzitzis mili yibeged. If you open it up, you have tzitzis mili yibeged.
No, it's not because the tzitzis are again on a knot.
I understand, but if you open it up, now your tzitzis are here and there.
It's always at the end.
No, this guy
he folded it up and he put the tzitzis.
Yeah, he puts now he puts the tzitzis here, so he has here and here.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says. Talos kfula, chayev says Reb Shimon Poiter, Rishavin, Shem kafla, the tafra, you sew it, chayev says, Samar says tafra, pshita, shkayach. Then it's a short beggar now. Let's see the nakta basichi. Rashi has two pshatim. Either you put like safety pins or you actually made big stitches. It's not like a real, it's not mamish, you know, like, yeah, you didn't go to the Chinese, the chink. Rabba Avuna, now it's interesting. Okay, Rabba Avuna, Iklebe Rava Barab Nachman Chazia, da Michsi Talos Kfula. He was wearing a Talos Kfula. Romle Chute Eluye Kfela. He put it on. And Ifshita, he undid it. Vasa Chute, Vakam Lahade Resha. He has tzitzis hair and tzitzis. Yeah. No, not that. It's called, what's the Grizzle Sefer called? Grizzle Zilbashem.
Oh,
no. Cheshuke Chemed. It's called Cheshuke Chemed. It's on the same table. Cheshuke Chemed. It's a light brown sefer, not dark brown. Thank you. So he saw. So he says, "What's going on? You're wearing tzitzis mili yinek." So I'm a come the adoration. I'm only lav hainu knaf. The kosev achmana baraisa. This is not what the Torah had in mind. So also shadye, he took it off. Ichsi lima achrit. He put on another beged. You have to put tzitzis on there. Can't leave it. You have to fix it. So it's interesting. I didn't explain it then. Somebody asked me an interesting question. He's like, how you erig only three? Like, how do you do it? So it's very simple. You have a weaver here, a loom. The guy is sitting in front of the loom. He starts. Right here, he already has two kafas that he already made, and he continues. As the beggar goes, he made this side, now he's going to make this side. So right away, Chassim Shon will put tzitzis on here.
On the other two corners while the thing
right, is while still is in the loom. And Rashi explained why it's not tassel lemon also, why it's not a problem. So we see a raya clear that you're allowed to, that it's a chavis beged. So Gemara says, no, they are machmer. Really, you don't have to. You have no raya from there.
It's not a full corn beged yet. It's only a 2-corner beged. What are you doing?
That's a whole nother shmuz. Tassalim and also, it's not done.
Tassalim also, you don't have a 4-corner beged right now.
Right, but that Rashi,
Tassalim also means when that one, I have a 4-corner
beged. I know, but that Rashi over Hibba Varns, why they were allowed to do the tzitzis.
I'm missing a difficult question. Tassalim also is saying, is a different question. Tassalim also means, when I have a 4-corner beged, 2 already have tzitzis. Okay, so I can still put on 2, because that's not a problem. My question is that you're putting it on something that's not chiyav and tzitzis. You're putting it on a 2-cornered beged, not a 4-cornered beged.
As he's saying,
if you round off the end,
right.
Then what do you
do? So they were machmon on each other. So he brings down.
If you did the jacket shtick and you make it round.
He brings down a very interesting thing, which I don't know if anybody ever asked this Shiloh, but he says, Talos mitzuyes gedoyle ma'oich, efshil forz al meil shilodim cholan arm. Cholan arm talos. So he brings Shaila Ma'aseh Adam Shehige Ryan Litrim Tals Gedoyla Ma'od Mitzvahs LaKoyis LaMarovik Del Efshel Meir Satinukis LeKoyis Takzalos Mitzvahs, which is what we do. And Ryan Mutzloch. So he brings down that it's a Matmiim, and he brings down from Mr. Buru that Beged Aruch Ma'od Pishnayim Kamos Sheinuch Loisha Elm Ken Kofla Yesh Poison the Poison of Gamin that says the Ancient Beged Alov Ma'achadam Minikul Lifres Akolnom Tals Mitzuyetzes Aim the talis anokas zu din shall talis mitzvah dina kasat ba'amo veim kam as a minig. Am yesh leish shekoy yisar a minig leboro bidachas a klal itzoch libers talis. Maybe you don't need talis at all, so it's not a big deal. But he brings down clearly it's not
right.
Right. So that's the other talis. But I'm saying if you hold you need a talis, that's not a talis.
No, but what's the reason? No, you're not purus a talis for the word of a talis.
He says the minig is it was a minig to have a talis. Yeah,
real talis.
So he says, I don't know.
Not to have a sudden porous,
right.
Like you would like a chuba.
Right. So he said, those are the two tzedakim. If you hold it as a minig, then you're not making the minig. It's not a kosher talis. Okay, just the aga vorchadik thing.
If it's not a kosher talis, then you have the tzitzis on the end of it, you have a bigger problem.
Only if you have tchelos, and Shlaim didn't put tchelos anyway, we had the Hogamara. Shlaim didn't ever put tchelos.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because the word of Kali Elam. Okay, Zoti Gemara. Fine. Upliga de Malacha. A very interesting Gemara. There was an angel. The malocha ashkei rav katina the mixi sadina. I'm like katina sadina bekaita b'sarvel b'susio. Tzitz shel tchelos matei aleh. So you're never yotzei mitzvah. None of you begodim. None of you begodim ever have anything that mixus lailo or none of you begodim. You're never mechuyev. Matei aleh. I'm aleh and shesiru asay.
And wasn't nervous about the whole thing of shas regis that he's not walking around with tzitzis because.
No, so we'll see in a minute. So Gemara says, "Amalei anshina asei." I mean, I'm going to get punished because of aseis. Okay, so what? What's the big deal? So Amalei bizman dekirischa anshina. Yeah, dekirischa. You're going to get punished. So you can't do this. Now the Gemara says, "Well, what was the Malach talking about?" Iam b'shloim echoves gavru who hainu demachayev to like corrupt me. So echoves gavru, you have a chiv to put it on, and you don't your tzitzit, your stuff that you're wearing doesn't have tzitzis.
But it doesn't need.
It doesn't matter, but in a time of rischa, you're going to get punished for this thing that you didn't do.
For you, not wearing tzitzis.
But we understand what the shmuz was bechlal. Eliyahu mishloim eschoves. Eliyahu mechoves talasu halai mechayva.
Exactly.
Elamai mechoves gavruhu. Need the chayv rachmana ki michsi talas de baschi yuba ki michsi talas de baschi yuda. Imi mechayv rachmana elachkam lei titztaki lemiftach nashu. It says yes. The problem is that you're trying. Came up with a legal loophole.
Uh-huh.
You're not supposed to do a legal loophole. You're a Talmud Chacham. You should be wearing something that has tzitzis. And in Eden Rischa, you will get punished for this. I'm Rav Tovi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel Kli Kufsa Chayom Tzitzis. What's a Kli Kufsa? Kli Kufsa is a towel that is meant for tzitzis. I have one in my closet. It has no tzitzis on it. You mechuyev in tzitzis. Umayde Shmuel Bezakan She'asel Chvoida. Yeah, because we hold it's chayvus talus, not chayvus gavra.
Good, but
that's where he's going now.
Yeah, but if it's just sitting in the
doesn't closet, matter. It's chayvus talus. You have a beggar in your house that has dal kamfas. You mechuyev to put tzitzis on. We don't pass like that.
Right. Okay. Because I have a talus.
I have them all the time. I have them all the time. What size talus do you wear?
88.
Yisam chayuda Rosenbaum just came to my house for Shabbos. Yisam chayuda Rosenbaum. This guy Rishkola Yitzchol came. He bought me a talus bag, my name. Yeah. And he also made me a talus.
Right.
And he made me an 80. I don't wear it. I wear a 70.
Why wear it?
I like short.
You like them small. Okay.
And I can't wear it. Okay. But he made the tzitzis himself.
Right.
And he made them really good. I'm saying, you have to see how he made them. I said, how do you make it so tight?
Right.
He's like, there's a whole kunz. You have to hold and twist. Yeah. He has a whole kunz.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give it to you if you wear it. You won't wear it if you won't.
No, but I'm putting on Wallace tzitzis on the bag.
This is Wallace tzitzis.
He got the Wallace.
Yeah, they're expensive. Yeah. I feel bad. I don't want to give it to the shul. I want to give it to someone who's going to wear it.
So I don't need it. Somebody bought me a talus. I already 2 years ago, Rosh Hashanah, and every year I managed to put on another two strings.
Oh, it takes 25 minutes.
I know, but at Rosh Hashanah, who has time? So I managed to do a little bit, and then that's it. Then I don't do it.
I just finished because I wanted to wear wool tzitzis because I learned the Gemara, right. And the halacha, according to Mishnah Berurah and Rambam Yishah, you should wear wool tzitzis.
Yeah,
I had two corners made, and when I learned it in the morning 4 days ago, I said, you know what? I did it right then. I put it on right then. Because I always wear wool, but it gets smelly.
It doesn't get smelly.
This doesn't get scratchy.
I can't get
buy the white on white wool.
Yeah, I can't.
It does not get scratchy.
Really?
It's on your head. Because the old ones don't get scratchy.
Like
the problem is not scratchy. I'll tell you what the problem is. There's two problems with it.
Yeah.
A little heavier.
Yeah.
And the second problem is, which means you need to constantly, in the summer, I'm going to have to buy 10 pairs.
You have to switch.
I don't know, every day,
them.
You can't wash them.
You wear them for
2 weeks, and then you put in Sheamus. So in the summer, I think what I'm going to do is, after Pesach, I'm going to take this one, put it in my closet. I'm going to buy 3-4 pairs, not that I make the tzitzis.
Yeah.
And for the summer, I'll wear those, because once they smell, it's over.
And you can't get it out.
That smell.
The wet sheep smell.
That's what leaves you with
that. It smells like a wet sheep.
You smell.
And you can't wash them. You
can't wash them.
They smell worse.
Yeah, no, but also they get scratchier.
Oh, you can't wash them.
They start off scratchy, they get scratchier. It just becomes a nightmare.
I wear the white on white. I like it. It's very nice.
I've been doing cotton for years.
I did cotton for a long time. Then for 2 years I wore what's called. And then when I was in Etzisrael, my daughter, I sweated like crazy one day, and all of a sudden I couldn't believe. I couldn't. So I took it over. I went to buy wool cotton sets in the store. I bought a few pairs, and that's why I was wearing. Can't beg it. A lot more comfortable, but it's fine. Once you wear it, you don't really feel it. It's the old ones that you're thinking about. My father's, in the old day, I saw it, I got nervous. You know what I mean? No. Those days are over. Okay, now the Gemara says something very interesting, which I don't think the minhag is today is not like this either. You make a talis for a dead guy, for techrichim. Shepetura. That you putter.
That's considered
the chodesh tachrichin. Yeah, shepetura. My time, ash the and it's not the chasabah. I'm not one of them. I love the chsuy avido. I don't know. So today, Shuli said today they cut the towels, the tzitzis off.
They don't cut it.
They do.
They never cut it.
That's what Shuli said.
No, they don't. They tie a knot in the corner. They do not cut it. There's a whole
The gra said to bury with the tzitzis. But the minute, and one got ripped.
On the way into the grave, they got caught on a bush and a tore.
Right.
They don't tear it.
He says they cut it.
They do not
cut it. After it's bursting.
They do not cut it. They tie a knot in the corner.
Call bursting right now.
They do not. They're not going to ruin the talus. They never ruin the talus.
Let me call bursting.
They tie off the corner. I remember an Eretz Yisrael very clearly with my uncle.
When you bury someone and you put a talus on the guy, you cut the tzitzis off?
Pasel the tzitzis.
You pasel it?
How?
You're the second guy to call me. What was that you learning?
Menachas, how do you pasel it?
They tie off the corner.
Tie a knot.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Shimmy, can I call you back later?
I remember the Chevra Kedisha with my uncle, they were yelling. My cousins want him to be buried in his talus. And the Chevra Kedisha were yelling, we do not bury in a talus. What are you ruining a talus for? So they said, I don't care. If they bury in a talus, they wanted to tear it. It was a whole big to-do. They tie a knot off. They don't...
Okay.
Apostle, it sits, they never do.
So the Gemara says over here, doesn't matter, even though Bahishaita Vader and Minale, Mishum Loig Larosh, Kherva Sayu. So you end up Gemara says you don't do that. Toysa, I think Toysa says somebody says that you don't do it. Today we don't have the meaning to do this. But he says we do. We bury with the tzals.
They used to bury, they don't do it anymore.
We bury with the tzals, right?
They
he just
don't
told me
to do it anymore. Ask him, they don't bury the person in the house. They take it off before they went after putting it in the ground. They don't bury the tzals.
They don't bury with the tzals?
No. They don't do it anymore. For years they don't do it anymore.
He just told me they did, didn't?
No, that's what outside they pass the tzals beforehand, but they don't put him into the ground with the tzals.
What are you talking about?
They don't bury the tzals with the person. They stopped doing it a very long time ago.
You bury the guy with the tzals?
Yeah.
In America,
now it's
so
not ours.
Oh, okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, America, yeah. All right. So where does he get towels from? Every guy gets buried in his towels?
So some people do it over here, but they stopped doing it a very long time ago. I don't know why they don't. And only the towels that's possible, because they tie off the corner. They tie off the end. They don't parcel the towels, they tie off the end. They don't cut it.
Okay, Amar Rochava. Amar Yehuda. Tal Shenikra Chutz Lasholish. A tal that's ripped after three fingers. Yitvar, Toch Yitvar. Toch Sholish Lo Yitvar. Because we're worried they're going to use the strings, like we said before, for tzitzis. Tainam Achi Tal Shenikra Chutz Lasholish Yitvar. Yeah. Toch Sholish Lo Yitvar. Amar Yitvar. Shavim Shlo Yavi Afilo Amal Amar.
You have to realize what's going on over here. Today, to use tzitzis, they want full shmeidek, full this, and twist it. They're never going to go ahead and use a thread.
Well, the Gemara is going to talk about it later. Gemara talks about that. The Gemara brings a raya from this Gemara that you don't need a tefillah.
Yeah, you know.
Because, look, because you're chashish for the threads.
Exactly. But today, nobody's going to ever try to go and misuse one of these threads coming out.
Remeyam lo yitveh, chomim yitveh. Shavim shlo yovi hafila amal amal makam achar o bat chelz v'toylba, that you can't do. V'shavim shemei v'tchelz makam achar, you can take tzitzis off one beggar, v'toylba, on another beggar. It should be the right size. Shamina matirim beggar the beggar. So Gemara says, no, dimma di baloi. Maybe the beggar is worn out. It looks like one of those yellow talisim. You know what I mean? So that you need to switch it up. Tana Rabbanan. Tal shakul tchelus. You have a beautiful tiles, which Gemara says is nice for the tiles to do, by the way. The Gemara before said that it's a nice thing to do.
That's bells.
You should have a yellow tiles.
That's bells.
A red tiles.
Bells. Bells has
blue.
The blue. Why do you think they did bells? What? Bells, they ever saw bells, the bells talisim, or the Turkish talisim with the blue stripes, not black. Specifically blue striped.
Why is it nicer?
Huh? So first of all, you could tell that they're bells.
Okay. So Tal Shkul Tchelos, call me it's a void in Poitrim Ba. You could use...
Any color. Call me it's a void.
Kol minit zavoinim poichim po. So Gemara says chutz mekala yilon that you can't do because it's mistaken for the tchelos. So Gemara says meisvei tals ain poichim ba elamine tals. So if the tals school tchelos, so you need tchelos school tchelos, maybe tchelos. V'davar achar, you bring something else. V'toyleba v'kali on lo yavi v'maybe kosher. So you see clearly you could bring it. Or nachmi yitzchak lo kosher. Kama tals bas arba chutin, kama tals bas shmoyne chutin. It's eight chutin means that you have. You bring four more threads. You weave in four more threads, and the chiddush over here is Shma Mino Matirim Begel Begel. How do you see Matirim Begel Begel? It's all one thing. Look at Rashi. The Damil Tchel V'Zimnim the Mizdam Leila Inish Achrina. The reason why you can't bring Kali Elon because we're nervous that a guy's gonna say, 1 second, you have eight strings on your begel. Let me take off four strings and put it on my begel. Let me steal four strings.
Eight strings. I don't understand how having eight strings. You need four strings. How
are
you having
that? That's the Gemara before that you put extra strings on and you could use. We had before that you take off the other ones, it'll be fine. So that's the chid. That's the Gemara's raya that you can be matal that you could be matal beggar the beggar. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to be choshed. The kali elon is going to come off. It means if I have tchelos four strings and I add kali elon, who cares? What's wrong with that? The only problem is that matel beged lebeged. So you might come to me and say, listen, Leiby, you have 8 strings. Can I borrow 4 strings? And then you take Kali Ilon. Kali Ilon is not Chelos. And then you have...
So you can't put Kali Ilon.
Right. That's the Gemara saying. Gemara says, no, Dilma di Avad. Maybe only if you did it, but maybe you shouldn't do the Chelos. Itmar... Rav Amar Emad Tirin Begle Begle, Shumal Amar Tirin Begle Begle, Rav Amar Emad Likim Ne'er L'Ner, Chanukah, Shumal Amar Likim Ne'er L'Ner. Rav Amar Emad Lachar B'Shem Megrero, because Psik Reisho, and therefore you can't do it. Shumal Amar Lachar B'Shem Megrero, you're allowed to pull the bench. Amar Abayar, Kol Mil Demar, Ovid Karav, Lebar Mahani Tlas, Dovik, Shumal Amar Tirin Begle Begle, Amar Likim Ne'er L'Ner, Amar Lachar B'Shem Megrero. Atar Amar Shimon Oimer, Gura Oda Misa Kisa, Mito Kisa, Vesavsel, Vajra Yiskam Las Charitz. If you do Masale, Le Katsuro, he gave over his tits to wash, to the cleaner, to the ching. He wove them together, so shouldn't get ruined. Ravino, Chayitlu, Mechet, he made like a little pocket that he put them in, so shouldn't get ruined. Tana Rabbanan. Kama Chutin Hunaisen, how many strings? Beshama Amin Dalad, 4. Beshilam Amin Gimel, no, it's only 3, because the Chulyas are considered 1. The Chulyas have a din like 1.
But they're making the Chulyas from the Tzitzit.
Doesn't matter. You have 3 plus the Chulyas. That's the way you look at it.
And that's Beshilam.
Right, we don't do that. We don't pass like that. The commentator Mishuleshes, how much? Now, Shem Amin Dalad, Beisilaimim Gimel. The Gimel should Beisilaimim Achas Me'arba B'Tefach Shall Kol Adam. That's the measurement. Amar B'Tefach Deraisa Dalad Begoydel Shis Begetano Chamish Betilsa. Amar Avuna Dalad B'Tefach Dalad. That's the size of all the things. They're all the same. Amar Avuna Dalad B'Tefach Dalad Mishuleshes Dalad, and it hangs down 4. Yud Aimer? No, Gimel Tech Gimel, Mishlash is Gimel. Amar Papa, Hilchas Adab Tech Shalosh, Mishlash is Arba. Lameh Med Islu Shiro, Vermino Tzitzis Ain't Tzitzis Elo Yoitza, Meitzis Elo Mashu, Karol Zikim Beisham, Zikim Beisil Aliyas Yechrim and Mesero. They went up to the, where they have Amru, Tzitzis Ain't Lashir. Kiyotzi by Lulu Ben Bashir, my love, Ain't Lashir Klaa, Loi, Ain't Lashir Lamala, Aba Yesh Shilamata, Dila Tema Hachi, Kiyotzi by Lulu Ben Lashir, Hachan Amin Ain't Lashir Klaa, but Tanan, Wevi Gemara and Sukkah, on Kaftes, Lulu Shesh Ben Gimel Talking Ila Neh by Kosher, Elayo Shilamalo, Abi Yesh Shilamato, Kiyosh Mani Bidaz Malamalo, Kach Matir and Bezin Shom, no, Hachan Amin Ain't Lashir Lamala, Abi Yesh Shilamato. I had another
so
one.
What's the actual size for tzitzis? How much it has to hang down?
So you could have it elon shilamala. You could have a long tzitzis. That's what it had to. You could have long tzitzis.
But the minimum?
Minimum is what we said before, 4.
Right.
That's minimum.
So you have to have the rope. No, it's 4 tefachim?
4 fingers.